Welcome to Lesson 7. In this lesson, we'll take a look at a few ways you can print documents in Windows 95. Specifically, I'll point you in the right direction for installing a printer, just in case your system isn't completely set up yet. Then, I'll show you how to print a document from WordPad, the small word processor that comes with Windows 95. You'll also learn how to print a document from the Explorer program. Finally, I'll show you a handy way to print a document from your desktop using the printer's folder. In this lesson, you're going to use the WordPad program, which might not be installed on your computer. If you want to make sure it's installed now, click the Help button in the toolbar and follow the instructions. Or you can install it during the lesson when it is needed. Look over the lesson topics for a moment, and then click the Play button when you're ready to begin printing. Chances are you already have a printer set up on your computer system. Just in case you don't, however, I'm going to point out where you can get started installing a new printer. We won't go through all the steps, but if you'd like to install your printer completely, you can pause the audio and then return to the lesson. First, double-click the My Computer icon on your desktop. You should see a folder labeled Printers. Double-click it to open it. The Printers window displays all the printers that have been installed on your computer. If you have installed any fax software, such as Microsoft Fax, then you'll see a printer icon for your fax system, too. There's also an icon that you can use to add a new printer. Double-click the Add Printer icon now. The Add Printer wizard provides step-by-step instructions for adding a new printer. Click the Next button to begin the process. You are probably installing a local printer, as opposed to a printer on a network. Make sure the circle next to the local printer option is filled in, unless you're sure you're installing a network printer. To fill in a circle, just click inside it. Now click the Next button. Windows might be building a printer driver database now. A driver is just a small program that tells your printer how to work with your computer. If Windows seems to be taking a while to build the database, pause the Zoom Tutor audio and then resume it when Windows is finished. In the next step, you need to select the printer manufacturer on the left and then select the model on the right. If the printer came with an installation disk, you insert the disk in a floppy drive or CD-ROM drive and click the Have Disk button. Windows then reads the information it needs from the disk. We're not going to complete all the steps to install a printer because the wizard does a good job of stepping you through the process. If you'd like to continue installing a printer, just pause the Zoom Tutor audio and then resume it when you're ready. Cancel the installation now by clicking the Cancel button. There are several ways you can print documents in Windows 95. We're going to start by printing a document from within the program WordPad. First, click the Start button in the taskbar. Next, highlight the Programs item. Now, highlight Accessories. One of the last items in the Accessories submenu should be WordPad. If you don't see it listed, pause the audio and then click the Help button in the play bar. There you'll find instructions for installing WordPad. Go ahead and highlight WordPad and then click it. Next, you need to open a document to print. Click the File menu in the WordPad menu bar. Highlight and then click the Open item. On the right side of the Look In rectangle is a down-pointing triangle. Click it once. Highlight the letter of your main hard disk and then click it. Locate the Zoom Samples folder in the list displayed. If you don't see it, click inside the right side of the horizontal scroll bar until you do. When you've located the Zoom Samples folder, double-click it. Now double-click the Recipes folder. Finally, double-click the Clusters file. To print the file, first make sure your printer is turned on and has paper in it. Also make sure that there is a cable going from the computer to the printer. If you need to take care of any of those things now, just pause the audio and resume it when you're ready. Now click the File menu. Highlight and click the Print item. The Print dialog box should now be displayed. The dialog box lets you control various aspects of the printout. The Name rectangle contains the name of your printer, or if you have more than one printer, it contains the printer that has been designated as your default printer. Click the down-pointing triangle next to the Name rectangle. If you have more than one printer installed, the other printer names will be displayed. Also, if you have fax software installed, such as Microsoft Fax, that will also be displayed. This is actually a handy way to fax a WordPad document. Just open the document, bring up this dialog box, and choose the fax item. We'll keep your default printer, so click the down-pointing triangle again to remove the list. The Properties button next to the printer name lets you pick options such as the paper size and print quality. The rest of the dialog box lets you pick which pages to print and how many copies. Go ahead and click the OK button to begin printing. Now pause the Zoom Tutor audio until the printing is complete, then resume the audio. Next, I want to show you a quick way of printing a document. First, close the WordPad window by clicking its Close button in the title bar. Next, you need to open up the Explorer program. In the My Computer window, locate the icon that represents your main hard disk. It's probably labeled C. When you've located the icon, click the right mouse button on it. From the pop-up menu that appears, highlight and click the Explore item. When the Explorer window opens, it should be displaying the contents of your hard disk. Locate the Zoom Samples folder in the left pane of the window. You might have to click inside the lower part of the vertical scroll bar to scroll down. When you've found the Zoom Samples folder, click the plus sign appearing to the left of it. Next, double-click the Recipes folder that appears below the Zoom Samples folder. Click the right mouse button on the Dirt Cake file in the right pane. If you recall from Lesson 4, this pop-up menu contains options for working with the file. Notice the Print item. If you select this item, Windows will first run the program that is associated with this type of file. This is a text document, so Windows will probably use Notepad. Let's try it. Highlight the Print item and then click it. While the document is being printed, you can pause the audio, then resume it when you're ready. There's one thing to remember about printing from a document's pop-up menu. The document must be associated with a program in order to be printed. If Windows doesn't know which program to use with a document, the print item will not be available. Now close the Explorer window by clicking the Close button in the title bar. Another fun way to print a file is by dragging its icon onto your printer's icon in the printer's folder. First, select the printer's folder by clicking its button in the taskbar. Now, move the printer's window to the upper right corner of your desktop. If you recall, you move a window by dragging its title bar with the left mouse button. Next, in the My Computer window, double-click the icon representing your main hard disk. Locate the Zoom Samples folder inside the hard disk window. If you need to scroll down, click inside the lower section of the vertical scroll bar. When you have located the Zoom Samples folder, double-click it to open it. In the Zoom Samples folder, double-click the Recipes folder. If the printer's window is covered up, click its button in the taskbar. Now make sure that you can see the contents of both the Recipes window and the Printers window. You might have to drag the Recipes window out of the way. Next, you're going to drag the carrot cake file icon from the Recipes window onto your printer icon in the Printers window. Press and hold down the left mouse button on the carrot cake file. Slide the mouse pointer so that it is over the printer icon in your printer's window. If you have more than one printer, choose the one that appeared in the name box on the printer dialog box you saw earlier. When the printer icon is highlighted by the mouse, release the left mouse button. Again, Windows opens the program associated with this type of document and then prints it out. You can pause the audio while it's printing, then resume it when you're ready to continue. Now close all of the windows that we've opened during this lesson by clicking their close buttons in the title bar. This concludes Lesson 7. Don't forget to read those recipes and turn off your printer. In a moment, you'll return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu where you can choose Lesson 8. That lesson will provide a lot of helpful information about maintaining your computer setup. It's not quite as boring as it sounds. See you then.